Oh, snap. What's good, folks and jokes? It's your boy OZ from the NYC.
And it's Corey C from the Austin T. And this is...
What up, son?
Oh,
the
my...
next chapter. Or it's the final chapter. It don't matter.
Oh, my God. You did it on time. Usually it's like, and this is Corey C from the Austin T. And this is... This is came in on time this week with the what up, son.
Oh, hell yeah. I told you, man, we had the shaman come in and put the hullabaloo on the whole place, man. Now we good money.
Oh, the hullabaloo and the malibu and all that kind of good shit, people. Yeah, we are trying it one more time, and it looks like the third time is a charm. I yanked the show. Y'all wanted it back, so we did everything that we could to come in here and fix these technical problems that were happening, especially with the audio, and it looks like it's working well right now.
That's right. We backed by popular demand, or at least one person demanded it, my man Will Wagner. I got to tell you about Will, son, but go ahead, man. I got to tell you about Will.
Oh, man. You know, it was funny because y'all are weird. Because the thing is like, I heard nothing but complaints about the show. Well, it's not the best thing out there, but I guess if it's on, I'll watch it. Oh, this show sucks, man. Oh, it ain't like them other shows that they do, and ours ain't shit.
Wait, what? I didn't read that one. Where'd that come from?
Oh, I wrote that one. But I thought I sent it to you personally.
Here we go.
Yeah, no. But then after we yanked the show, that all these people came out, and the whole Facebook article was written about it. Not an article, but a posting was written about it. And people like, man, you yanking it. It was barely starting, and I was just barely getting into it. And, man, you can't yank the show. I love it so much. What am I going to do on Mondays now? You know, I was like, man.
Man, I got to tell you, man, that was the most humbled I've ever been. You know, like you said, we heard a lot of people complaining about it. You know, and it was good complaints as well. There wasn't people coming on there shitting on the show. People had some complaints, but it seemed as though they were in the minority as opposed to the other people that came in and just really blew up Facebook, just praising what they liked and stuff like that. So, you know, again, man, thanks to those people who actually came out and showed up to say they liked the show, because we were like, all right, I guess that's that.
Yeah, y'all let a few grumblers almost fuck it up for you. Better let your voices be heard. You better say something.
Better open your mouth, your flaps.
Because I'm looking for any excuse to take Monday off.
Corey had them scissors ready to cut this shit.
I was ready to yank that cord, man. But we're back, as you say, by popular demand. And you're like, people are like, okay, well, you're here, so what is this shit? So what it is... This is where I hang out with Oz on a very casual show, on a very casual Monday. Mm-hmm. And what we do is that we hone the format. What we do is it's us kind of getting together and basically just bullshitting. But Oz said, you know what, there is so much foolishness out there in the world that we kind of got to organize it. So every week we're bringing you the Foolish Five, which is the five most foolish things that have happened this past week. Some of it might be current. Some of it might have happened days ago. But you might have missed it, and we want to remind you that it's out there. Thank you for that.
And it's guaranteed to be foolish, of course.
Oh, yes. And we have five good pieces of foolishness for you. One of them on the couch over here. Jeremy, how you doing?
Poor Jeremy.
Jeremy Payne of the Chicken Wings. How you doing? That's your band name, man.
I love that group.
Yeah, don't you, man? I love them, too. Yeah, remember when you used to play at them Black Family Reunions? Hey, play them Chicken Wings, man. How you doing, Jeremy? Thank you for coming back.
No problem. I'll be here.
And Jeremy's leaving tomorrow to go back to Chicago, right? All right, outside of Chicago. All right, we'll miss you, sir.
The bulletproof vest, brother.
Going back to Chirac. Oh, but I'm happy to be here, y'all. And the thing is that not only do we have the foolishness going on, but what would a double toasted show be without the comments, without the emails? Martin says short. But Martin ain't here tonight, so we're doing that. So now that we're back, why don't you help us celebrate by being part of the show, the relaunch, the rebirth of the show.
Yeah.
And you can do so by emailing us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the foolishness tonight, then in that email, put your phone number and then put your Skype contact in there, pressing bam up in your home. Talking to you, the only host in the world that does the house calls. On the Instagram at Double Toasted fan page, Sammy's does such a great job at that. On the Facebooks, type in Double Toasted. If you would like some foolishness, some personal foolishness, then you can get a hold of me at corey.coleman.5. But if I'm too busy fooling around with you, my man over here can help you.
Oh, yeah, get some extra foolishness with me on Facebook, Oz Green JR on Facebook. Also, while you're there looking up foolishness, look up Official New York Toasties Group. They doing their thing over there. Also, extra super duper foolishness on Gmail. Email me, ozwhatup@gmail.com. That's ozwhatup@gmail.com. ozwhatup@gmail.com. All right.
Yes, sir. And look, you can fool around with this on the internet, but ain't nothing like that up close and personal foolishness that, like, my man Jeremy is experiencing right here. Why don't you join us in the Double Toasters, the world famous Double Toasters Studios, by emailing me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. KCOOLMAN. Oh, my God. I've got them wrong. I put that on the empty seat right there. I still got to get used to this. KCOOLMANZ at gmail.com. There's a new way of switching for me, man. Oz has fucked my system all up because when I have Oz here, he's on, well, he's on Google now. He was on Skype. And I have my camera arrangement set up a certain way. So whenever I go over to give you guys the email address, I go to a certain camera. And I have to switch it around now to make it easier. So my camera that you see right here for the email address and everything is usually in this spot where we have the guests and people sitting down and whatnot. So look, like I said, we're just back. We got to get used to it. As I said, KCOOLMANZ@gmail.com. Please come down and see his show. Let me know if you're going to be visiting Austin. You're going to be moving to Austin. Or you already live in Austin. Just send me an email. I'll coordinate with you. You coordinate with me. And that way I can accommodate you.
We need to get a tally going and see how many times we say foolishness throughout the show.
We reached
our quota already.
Oh, I think, what is it, about 50,000 times already?
Okay. Get paid by the foolishness. I love it.
Yeah, somebody's playing a drinking game. They dead.
Shouldn't have done that. You lost that bet.
Yeah. You played yourself, as we say all the time, man.
All the damn quarters.
Oh man.
So, I was talking about my man, Will Wagner. So, the show officially went off that time. And for the past 3 weeks, Will hit me up every Monday. Same thing. The title, "What up, son?" I'm like, "Yeah. Show tonight." No hello, no nothing. I'm like, "Nah, not tonight. I'm around this whole thing." "Well, no, we're doing this, trying this out." He writes back, "Okay." "Next week. What up, son?"
Show tonight. Man, we had one fan.
Yeah. And finally I told him, I said, "You know what, doing a show tonight." "Oh, okay."
"Oh, I'm going to be busy. I can't make it."
Exactly.
"What about tomorrow?" "Yeah, I'm just doing..."
Exactly. But Will Wagner, I'm just messing with you, man. Thanks for checking in, brother. We back.
Yeah. I want to thank all of you who asked for this show to be back. And a lot of people said they were waiting on it. And we did try to do many things to make sure it was going to work. We went and did some tests. And it's still sort of not perfect because there are certain things that we have to sacrifice. Like I was saying before we actually officially started the show, Oz cannot see me. Now, I can see Oz, but Oz can't see me. So it's going back to recording like we did with when we did it with just audio. So Oz, I know you can't see me, but I'll tell you what. If I make a funny face, Jeremy, just laugh real loud or something so you can give him an audio cue. You know,
yeah.
Like right now, Oz, you don't even see it. Right now, I got my dick out. You don't even know, do you?
Man, I'm trying to see
you. You act like it was in front of your face. You're like, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, hey man, I don't want to bring. I'm having fun already. I'm having fun. The parties has started.
Hell to the air.
Man, I don't want to bring everything down right here, but I thought you were going to be, and we were running a little bit late, but not as late as we thought we were. And we did well setting up for the time that we had. But while I was doing that, I was looking at the news, man, and I want to just go in and say a very, very heartfelt sorry and concern for the people over in the UK. You've heard what happened over there, right?
No, son. What is going on?
Oh, so you're on that train. That train just put you in a time warp, man.
Yeah, I was trapped in stasis. What happened, bro?
Man, it's sad. We can't say yet, but it's another what they think is a terrorist attack that happened in Manchester, England, man.
This is with Katy Perry. Not Katy Perry. It was Katy Perry. Oh,
no,
Ariana Grande,
man. Okay. She's a... So Terrorist. That's what's so sad about it, man. It was a bunch of teenagers at this concert. Ariana Grande was performing over there, and I believe a couple of bombs went off. And it ended up being chaos. I'm gonna pull up the pull you over here, Oz. I'm gonna pull up some of the stuff that was on the news. Like over here, and I'm looking at the New York Times. New York Times has video showing people just running out the concert right now.
Wow. It's losing shit over there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pure chaos, man.
Somebody hated her music that much that they planted the bomb. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, they're saying that they believe it's they believe it's a terrorist attack, man. Wow. And I'm trying to be careful not to make light of it, because at the moment it's 19 people who are dead. 19 people who are dead, and they still don't know 50 people for sure who are injured. Mm-hmm. And who knows, man? I mean, you know, with these things, I hope that. Very sorry for the ones that have died and for any family that have lost people over there. Some probably don't even know yet. It's a terrible, terrible situation. And with these kind of things, you don't know if the death count is going to continue. I hope it stops there. I'm very sorry for the ones that have died. But it's a horrible thing, man. I just heard about this when I was coming up. And like I said, you know, it's terrible when anyone dies. But this is a constant. Why are you fucking with a concert where kids are, man?
Yeah. I mean, you think about that stuff where, you know, you got kids, you got parents looking to have a good time, you know, not thinking anything of it. And then all of a sudden, some asshole decides to just ruin your fun just because they want to be assholes. I mean, you look at that. Now you got to start looking at, you know, comic book conventions, because those things get kind of filled up now.
Fuck, man. You know, they're getting lower with it. Now you got to worry about, carnivals, you know, daycare conventions. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. What kind of fuck? I mean, all right. You know what? No one should ever have to endure a terrorist attack. And I know politics being what they are, world events being what they are. Issues are complicated. Nothing's ever black and white. But if you are targeting fucking kids and teenagers, man, you are a complete piece of shit. I don't care what God, which God tells you that, man. Allah, Jesus, anybody. If you fucking with kids, you're a piece of shit. I mean, I'm saying the obvious because it just happened. I don't know what else to tell you. But no religion that is supposed to preach peace and love should be targeting children at all.
Right. That's you know, some things just have to be off limits, man. And kids need to be that. And when you have no regard for children, I got to, you know, you are, like you said, a piece of shit. And you hope you burn in hell.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I hope you burn in hell.
Exactly.
Get that Samuel Jackson hell on your ass right there.
Yeah. Not no hip hop hell either. Some real shit.
Yeah, man. I probably shouldn't say terrorist attack. They already are saying that they suspected terrorism. Yeah. Because we don't know. Because they had that car driving to Times Square and ended up being like a crazy Mexican dude. I want to kill everybody. You know, he was hopped up on PCP, you know, so.
Listen, that was scary as well, because my daughter called me and she was freaking out because she thought I worked in that area.
Oh, yeah, because you're in New York. So.
Yeah, she thought I worked in that area, so she called me freaked out. So I felt bad for her.
People, I never thought I'd be having to just come out and say it, but wherever you are, be careful, because apparently where there's a lot of people, you can't win today. Either it's going to be somebody pulling a jihad or a terrorist act or somebody just smoking PCP and losing their fucking minds.
Exactly.
You can't go nowhere, man.
You can't do a goddamn thing.
Shit, I'm not letting one more person in this room, because shit, we'll have a crowd. You know?
I'm afraid to light up my barbecue. You know who's running back there with a plate. I'm with that. You never know.
Yeah, your grill's about to go off, man. You don't know. Exactly. You don't know shit. People, be careful out there. Gatherings are getting dangerous because, you know, that's where people are. They're being savvy to that now. I guess. I don't want to say the terrorist won, but shit, man. I guess people got to check bags for everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they won, but if you look at the scoreboard, they got a lot of points. They ain't win, but they got a lot of points up there, man.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm about to have Sammy check bags before people come in here, man.
Yeah. we got to play some better defense, man, because it's crazy.
Yeah. put that star. I got to have a cereal box on his ass. But, yeah, man. Yeah, be careful, man. People. Be careful. Yeah. It is crazy out there right now, all over the world.
Be careful. Be careful. And here come the segue. Wash your goddamn clothes. Can I tell you something real quick?
What? That ain't no segue.
I love
man,
that's you, a, Dad.
Man, you cut me off on the road. So I'm like, Scott.
I'm trying.
Okay. All right. Be careful and wash your goddamn clothes. All right.
Big time. You don't see how that goes hand in hand? Well, listen, I'm going to tell you how. So listen, went to my son's, some friend of his had a birthday party, right? And it was at a laser tag park, right?
Uh-huh.
And you go into the room and they do it in darkness, so they have the black light out. And the parents were able to come into the room as well. So a woman is there. She had large breasts, right?
Okay.
And she had this shirt on. And under the black light on the shirt, there were markings.
Oh. Drippings. What they call DNA and evidence.
I can't say what it was.
Yeah.
I know what it looked like.
Yeah. They could have solved about 50 crowns with her dress right there.
Oh, forget about it. They could have masked mad DNA. Somebody had been in jail. Two or three people probably in jail, depending on when she didn't wash that shirt. I was like, yo, this is disgusting, or am I disgusting? Oh. I'm like, no, this is disgusting. And the funniest part about that whole thing, I was the only one that noticed. If I'm looking, they looking, but they not looking. And those people that were looking, when we first got to the party, everybody's like, oh, hey, so-and-so, giving the kisses on the cheek. Hey, I haven't seen you, yada, yada, yada. By the time we were leaving, they were giving high fives. They were fist bumping her. All right, later.
Yeah, she came to hug you like, yeah, bye. Yeah, okay. Back it up and shit.
I saw somebody drinking his hand sanitizer. They was there.
It was funny. The fucking germs had laser tag guns and shit. Pew, pew. Funny thing is, Oz recognized some of his own DNA on there. Like, is that mine? They're like, hey, Oz, what's up?
He said, hey, you don't know me. Chill.
Been a while, brother.
All I know, it was something else. I was like, wow, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, man. Hey. I'm very used to that in KSA shit, because if you ever put a black light on, back in the day, if you ever put a black light on in my room, not only would you see the fucking evidence, but you see the shit crawling. Oh, Jesus. Motherfuckers being there with like red Solo cups having a party and shit. Yeah, man, my shit was foul, man. I used to sleep in a petri dish. So.
Oh my god, sitting there cooking up new shit. That's
yeah, yeah,
stewing.
Yeah, my shit was like Alien Covenant, man. You know, shit, the black goo.
that's good to know. Next time I come to your place, I got to bring my own sheets and everything.
Okay. Oh, yeah, man. Well, shit. Hey, you got it now. Oh, yeah, hey, you infected. So whatever I had, you got. Jeez. So the day the zombie apocalypse happened, you and I are going to be running them streets, man. Ugh, looking for brains and shit.
Juicy, running the streets.
Yeah. Boy, don't say that word, juicy, man. You can't say it no more. I already told Martin. My girl got mad because I answered the phone and slipped up, and I don't know why I did it. Because if y'all weren't watching the show yesterday, I nicknamed my fiance for just out of the blue. I don't know how I was doing. I was being silly because I was drunk and shit. And let me make sure that the stream is going.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure real quick. Let's see. Oh, okay. I see somebody in there talking about bitch, you nasty. So I guess that's me. I gotta keep. Sorry, I keep switching over these chairs over here. I gotta get used to that. But my fiance, I nicknamed her Juicy because I think I was just drunk or something. But she loved it. I called her Juicy, and she's like, to be more specific, I said something a little juicy fruit, and she's like, juicy fruit. I am the juicy fruit. That's me. The fruit that is juicy. That is me.
And, that's a hot nickname, though.
What's that?
That's a hot nickname, though.
It's apparently so. Turkish women love it. So I said, yeah, that's you. She said, put it in your phone right now. That's me, juicy fruit. Put it in your phone right now. I was like, all right. She said, I'll put it in my phone. I know, y'all, if I call up right now, if I say Siri, call juicy fruit, then, you know, that she's coming right up. But
nice.
I don't know why. I guess I just had juicy on the brain or something. Cause Oz called me up, and for some reason I just said, "What's up, juicy?" Only thing I put one up on. I just said, "Juicy."
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, "Why is he juicy? I am juicy. He's No, not juicy. I am juicy.
Yeah, I heard her through the phone. She was not having that juicy shit at all. So listen, she dropped her accent and everything. She's like, listen.
Yeah, hey.
I'm the juicy one.
Yeah, I said, no, baby. I don't know what I was talking about. I said, Oz is juicy, but you juicy fruit. She's like, he's juicy nothing.
She got defended, called another man juicy.
Yeah, I was just joking. And then it didn't help. And Oz was like, what's up, luscious? She really did drop the accent. She's like, what the fuck is going on with you two?
Exactly.
She was like, it was like Get Out. She's like, this thing y'all got going on. No, this is not happening. It's not happening anymore. So I can't. You can't be my juicy no more.
it was fun for a little while.
It was luscious and it was juicy while it lasted.
Oh yeah, he was about to do it, but right. Whatever it was, he's about to do it.
I don't know what it was, but it got stopped real quick. Juicy. What you want? Let's see here. Oz, I gotta let the people know yes. A little something. If I may, just real quick, remind you guys out there. Just wanted to get a little fun bullshit out the way. Is he over there singing?
I love that song. I came back to let you know.
When I got on your mind, now you can't stop, can you? Yeah. First of all, let me go in and say a big hello, because I forgot to do it. Again, show is new. Y'all got to forgive me for this. I want to say a big hello to the one, the only, the backbone of this show, the chat. Oh, my God. I got to stop doing that, man. How y'all doing tonight? How you doing? Good to see y'all.
Sorry for the late introduction. We just so happy to be back and be this bullshitting.
Yeah, we happy to be back, man. That's all it is. So we skipping some protocols right here. But glad to have y'all back here tonight. Good to see you. Good to have you. I see we're missing the hashtag fuck yous right now. But did somebody say juicy turkey? Somebody got a turkey made out of watermelon?
Nice, I need that.
And you know black folks love that watermelon.
Oh, I see why I had to go there.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. Now I see it. I don't want it no more.
Now you see that juicy turkey right there, don't you?
Yeah.
But welcome, chat. And chat, you probably saw a head up in the screen or on the screen right there. Oh, I got one hashtag fuck Corey right there. Thank you, Darius. Thank you. But as they said, Corey needs to be fired right now. Please, dude, get my Mondays back. No, I'm happy to be here, man. Happy to be here. You know that we have, and I was looking at the sales today, we have for you the Double Toasted 3rd Annual Anniversary Weekend Party coming up. 3 days, 72 hours of fun for you starting August 4th through the 7th. That's going to be starting at 6 p.m. that Friday, going on to 2 a.m. that Sunday. I guess you can count it as Monday. So, people, we have the parties, the shows, the games. Have some games going on for y'all all weekend if we can get it straight, if I believe what we're going to do can work. And we also have the lunches, the brunches, all kind of stuff for you. $25 for 72 hours. I remember $25. I think that's just half an hour in L.A., but here in lovely Austin, Texas, we saw a whole weekend, Oz.
That's crazy, man. You keep rubbing this in, man. I can't make it. It sounds like it's going to be a blast, and I can't be there. But
Man, you're going to be at my wedding, though. You're going to be at my wedding, which is, I'm afraid it's not going to be nearly as much fun. But it'll be memorable. It'll be a special day, but come on, for real, it ain't going to be as much fun. So
hashtag fuck Corey and Juicy Fruit.
The juice is loose. So let me see right here. Yeah, people, we'd love to have you here. And I want to thank our sponsors for that, starting out with Don Roberts, who has made a very, very nice contribution to our events, not just the anniversary party, but to several of our events that happen. So I want to thank Don Roberts, and one of these days I hope you can meet him so that we can actually give him the proper introduction to all the people out there. And
son,
what's that, sir?
No, I said Don Roberts, son. Give him a proper sonning.
Don Roberto. So yeah, man, the godfather himself. Godfather Double Toast. Let's see.
Come on, sing.
Let me see what we got here. Now I know Oz that you you want to hold off on talking about this. I'm going to bring this up just quickly, just very quickly. So let me find this right here. So people, we have here a story that at any other time, people would have rejoiced. They would have been happy. They would have been dancing out there in them streets. And sometimes, you know, life works out this way. You better be careful what you ask for, because, man, that's one of them Twilight Zone things. You get what you want, but not the way you want it.
Yeah.
I would never. What's that?
No, that's some old crazy demon genie thing right there.
Yeah, that's some devil shit that happened. Some Lucifer contract shit that happened with this. Exactly. Oh, you want Zack Snyder off of Justice League? Well, okay. And then, you know, people, I'm not even trying to look. We have a humorous way of delivering things, but, and yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Zack Snyder's later works, but I would never ever wish what happened to Zack Snyder today to get some little petty ass thing that I wanted for a movie. A movie ain't worth shit when it comes to what this man lost. There he is. Do you know his wife's name right there?
Mrs. Snyder. I don't know.
Mrs. Snyder. Yeah. You see a picture of him with his wife, who's also his working partner. I think she actually helps to executive produce. Yeah, help. She executive produces projects. And so what happened here, you're saying, so, Corey, this is what you always wanted. I would never want it like this. Yeah, exactly. And what happened was is that he is dropping out of Justice League because of the suicide of his daughter. His daughter, whose name Autumn, I believe, Autumn Snyder. And here's a picture of his family. I'm not sure which one is her. I don't want to point it out because they didn't list it in the order. He has 8 kids. Wow. By the way, yeah, he has 8 kids out there. I think he had a previous marriage before he was married to the woman that he's married to now. And if somebody can, let me know the name of his wife, because I don't want Deborah Snyder. Thank you, man. Because I don't want to pay any disrespect, especially at a hard time like this. I appreciate it, Jeremy. Thank you. So his daughter committed suicide, and it's a terrible thing, because, you know, when you have children of Hollywood, you hear so many bad things about them. And right now, this is from, I read about this today on the Hollywood Reporter, and thanks to the people that sent me emails about it. I'm sorry, I got cedar right here. It's a really bad season right now, so I'm sorry to keep coughing. But he has 8 children. His daughter, I think, was one of the older ones. It might have been from another marriage. I don't want to say right now. But I read about this on a Hollywood Reporter. And you hear about the children of Hollywood, and then you hear a lot of bad things about them. You hear about them going out and doing debauchery, a lot of drinking, a lot of partying. They're doing a lot of, you know, just a lot of crazy things that TMZ and other sensationalism magazines and websites can pick up on. But the thing about his daughter, it's a real tragedy. His daughter really was someone that had compassion for people and was trying to make a change in the world. She had the write-a-thon to end homelessness for mothers and their children charity. And as the name says it all right there, she was trying to help families, or at least mothers and their children who are out on the street. And she created the charity in 2014. I'm looking at this on heavy.com is where I got it from. In 2014, after her father had released Man of Steel. That was in 2013, of course. And she just wanted to provide shelter for people who were less fortunate than her. Almost brings tears to my eyes to hear somebody who really did want to make such a change in the world and couldn't last in the world. I mean, because no telling what they could have done later, man.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me. It's one of those things where it's like, what drove her? You hear all these prolific things that she's trying to do, you know, and it's commendable. And, you know, it makes you see yourself, okay, somebody has so much stuff that they're trying to put together. Why wouldn't they not want to be here to see all that through?
I mean,
you know, was it something else going on? Why would she commit suicide? That's baffling to me.
That's why I never, ever, ever, ever try to approach the topic of suicide like I know it, man. Because I don't. Right, because no, we see people with everything out there. Here's the thing about suicide. I don't want to bring up a grim subject and keep delving too deep into it. But suicide is something I don't get, because you really got to want to leave this world to leave it the way that you choose sometimes. You know, jumping off of bridges and choosing painful ways to go, because that's how I know I don't want to commit suicide, because I think too hard about the shit. At the end of the day, I'm like, I like me. I'm egotistical people, because I start, if I ever have a thought of suicide, I'm thinking, I can't deprive this world of me.
You know? That's what we get somebody to do, commit suicide for you. Don't worry about it.
I can't do that to people, man. That's true selfishness right there, you know?
So me, I just don't like pain, so that's why I'm not trying to take myself out the game. I'm just, you know, like I said, we can't mess around with suicide. You don't know what people are going through, man. And to really commit, commit to doing some self-harming stuff to yourself to the point of death. Jesus, why did you not want to be here?
Yeah, like people who that get in bad. Front of, yeah, people jump in front of subway cars and trains and trucks. And I'm just, I, like I said, I'm not going to even go into it because it is gruesome, but jumping off a bridge is one of the most horrible things that you can do. And if you want to go, you really must want to go if you're choosing that. So I don't even want to pretend like I understand suicide because it is a frame of mind that I will never get. And I feel bad for the people that feel so much heartache that they have to do that.
The people that are left behind are the ones that really have to carry the burden and the struggle of it all, you know, and those people you got to, you know, pour your hearts out to, you know, especially in this case, particularly because all of the prolific things that she was trying to get done, it's like, damn, okay, you can understand. I understand, but you could kind of see if she was depressed or drugs were involved or something like that. Like, well, you know, okay, maybe she was under the influence or something like that. But you don't know what happened here, what the trigger was, what that was. And we'll never know.
And don't want to even try to know. Whatever somebody says, I'll take their word for it. But the thing you made a good point saying that the people who are left here are the people who have to carry the burden. And that's exactly what is going on with Zack Snyder in that report that I read in Hollywood Reporter. They said that the studio, they were going to work with him. They floated around of pushing the release of the movie back. But both him and his wife, they decided that that they would just let somebody else come in and run with the finishing touches on it or the completion of it. And the studio was even saying that, you know, when he comes back, that he'll have a first look deal to it, and they would give him that when he comes back to work on any project that he wants to try to get moving or getting working on. And that's cool. That's very cool. That is cool that doing that. And one of the things that, and if you want to hear something from the man himself, Zack Snyder was quoted. I mean, you know, I mean, to lose a child, and I think the child might have been, like I said, older, might have been in her 20s, or 20. I'm not sure. Again, I don't want to say because this just happened.
Yeah, no matter how old, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if my mother was to lose me today, she would lose her mind. I'm 45, and she would lose her baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, that stereotypical, you know, of people jumping into the casket, into the grave, that would be, you know, my sister and my mother, you know, pouring dirt. They'd be jumping in the grave, too, you know. Yeah, it'll be ridiculous.
Oh, shit, so. My mom, I wouldn't even make it to the grave. My mom would yank me out that casket, and I'd be at the breakfast table the next day.
He's okay. Look at him. He's okay.
Yeah, he all right. He just tired. Sit up, baby. You know?
He always playing.
Come on, boy. Eat your cereal. You know? That's my baby over there. Look at him in his suit. But Zack Snyder was, they got a couple of quotes from him, again, from the Hollywood Reporter. He said, in my mind, I thought it was a cathartic thing to go back to work, to just bury myself and see if that was the way through it. And he goes on to say, but the demands of this job are pretty intense and it's an all consuming thing. In the last 2 months, I've come to the realization I've decided to take a step back from the movie to be with my family, to be with my kids who really need me. They are all having a hard time. And he stresses this in italics. I'm having a hard time. I bring this up because people, for the most part, because I was expecting this is an opportunity for people to come in and just be completely shitty about the whole thing. You know how these geeks are, man. They don't give a fuck about human life. They care more about fictional characters than they do about real human emotions.
Exactly. The only they get to get their Batman any means necessary.
Yeah.
And that's some shitty shit. But I know where you're going with this. I have not seen that yet.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because I will say that, and I'm gonna move you over a little bit because I'm sometimes you see some shit that you're just proud of to see, and especially on the internet, because you know the internet, that's a nasty place, man. That done broke many a motherfucker down.
Oh man, they should rename the internet to assholes. Because that's what the internet is. Assholes.
Yeah,
I'll get on assholes later on today.
But looking at some of the comments that are out there, I'm very proud to see that people still have human compassion, especially for things that are not attached to them, especially for people who really want they want. You know, some people, they, I don't give a fuck about Zack Snyder. Where's my Justice League? You know, they, if people like that, yeah, and they sound just like that. But I was looking at some of the comments today, and people were being cool. Awful news, just awful. Wow, that's terrible. So sad. Prayers, thoughts, and good vibes to the man. Sorry to hear this. Let's all keep him and his family in prayer. Not, no, ain't no Batman up in there. Ain't no Superman. No. You know, they put that shit aside for a little while so that, you know, they get.
That's what's up.
But hey. There is always got to be one, man. Always got to be
always
one.
Always the coveted asshole.
Always got to be one. And here's the thing. They brought, to finish the project, they brought your boy Joss Whedon in, and people saw this as a chance to come in with that discount 2-for assholishness.
You know, that two for one assholishness
to go going in there, man. They use this not only to just totally disregard what's happening with Zack Snyder, but to also come in and just talk shit about Joss Whedon. Always got to be one. Somebody came in talking about twin tragedies, the Snyder's personal one and the one inflicted upon us all of more Joss Whedon. And I'm just like, and people are like, yeah, fuck you, man. Somebody like, oh, aren't you clever? Oh, Mary. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, if somebody just came in and called them out, they're like, you know, way to come in and talk about someone's tragedy just to make a snarky comment about how you feel. You know, way to make it all That's about awesome. You.
Listen, man, the internet for that moment got a gold star. For all those things that they did, you know, it was great to see. You know, even the asshole comment could have been worse.
Yeah, you're right.
It could have been worse. You know, he did acknowledge that that Zack Snyder had a personal tragedy. So okay, he didn't come out and, you know, be an asshole, but he still didn't have to do this foolishness on here, though.
You know what? I hate to say it. I hate to, but if that's the worst that we got from the internet,
exactly,
that's kind of good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Gold star. Forget Martin.
The internet gets a gold star. And here's the thing: for people who want to talk about Zack Snyder, man. And for especially the people who were talking, like approaching me, they were saying, because I got a lot of people coming in today saying, look, I know this, you don't like this guy, like the guy, like him and I ever talked. Like this is like I know this dude, you know. I know.
Yeah, like you have beef with him.
Yeah, look, I know you and Zach don't get along, man, but this is some really bad shit. I hope you can understand. Look, people I give a fuck about movies when it comes to somebody's life. And furthermore, with Zack Snyder, I wasn't hating, man. Now, of course, I'm gonna go in a little bit with caution with what he does, but with Justice League, what I saw with some of the improvements and notes and criticisms that were given to him, I'm sure by the studio and by critics and by the audience, I was beginning to like what I saw, like the humor and the characters coming together in that first teaser trailer that they put out. I saw that and I said, you know what? I'm enjoying what I see here. Yeah.
So you're fast.
That feels like an oversimplification.
I'm putting together a team. People with special abilities. You see, I believe enemies are coming.
Stop right there. I'm in.
You are? Just like that?
Yeah, I need friends.
I ain't your fucking friend. I get a job done. He's like, yeah, what the hell do you think this is? Tinder? You know? I was actually looking forward to seeing what he would do with this.
Yeah, I still do. We talked about this before. I don't understand the hate for Zack Snyder. Granted, Sucker Punch, but even Sucker Punch, I enjoyed it as a video game movie.
Mm-hmm. And you liked Batman versus Superman. I mean, you call me like, yo, I son, like I don't know what people's problems is.
I don't get it, son. I like I really enjoyed Watchmen. I don't understand what the problem is with people who hate Watchmen. He actually improved the ending of Watchmen, but you know, I'm sure I get a bunch of emails telling me how much of a douchebag I am for liking that movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, it doesn't matter to me. I enjoyed the man's work. I enjoyed his visual style. I think it's great. The slowdown thing is awesome. He actually, you know, made that a thing in Hollywood. So him using it, I don't have a problem with it. And like you said, Tia, you know, I was really looking forward to see what he did with Justice League, because the stills and the trailer that came out, I was amped. I still am amped for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had nothing but excitement. Again, cautious excitement, but I had nothing but excitement for Justice League. I'm still looking forward to it. I mean, I'm really curious now what they're going to do with it, since it was almost finished and they got somebody coming in at the last minute, because I'm wondering what Joss Whedon will be able to do with this. I don't know what stage this was in. Do you know what stage this was in before? Adding more. Okay, so he's going to come in and do some writing duty and also filming additional scenes.
Right, yeah. Ooh.
That's what gets me worried. They got
that's what's making me nervous, because those two styles clashing together, I'm not sure. Because Zack Snyder does dark characters, I think, well.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
Joss Whedon lightens up characters very well. So maybe he'll punch up some of the darker stuff to make it not dark, but make it medium.
Well, you know what? Maybe we're meeting in the right place right here, because I mean, they were already trying to pump up some of the humor, and we saw that just now in the trailer. And Joss Whedon is known for bringing a lot of good humor and some lightness to these characters, with making them fun.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, maybe that's why he was chosen, because I'm trying to find you, man. Because the thing is that this is something where he was best suited for the direction that they were trying to go. Now, I'm sure Marvel's looking at him and just kind of like, wow, man, you fucking traitor.
Oh, man, they're making sure he doesn't have any blueprints from the Avengers under his arms or nothing like that.
I know.
Fine-tooth comb his ass, make sure he don't got nothing.
They're like, man,
nothing looks similar.
You LeBron does, man. You gonna do this shit?
He took his talents to DC.
He took, everything that he did for the Avengers. Now he's taking all them secrets to the other team.
Exactly. Gotcha.
And it's funny because...
I just hope Pete... Okay.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that Joss Whedon now... You remember when Joss Whedon was everybody's hero? When he bust on the scene, he was the... he was the guy that... He was the guy that brought us the Avengers. And everybody says that everything that was good about the Avengers, all that fighting and those snarky comments that they were doing to each other before they even became a team, which is what kind of made the movie at first. Hey, that's Joss Whedon, man. He brought magic. He brought the Marvel Universe together cinematically.
No, single-handedly.
I don't play well with others.
Big man in a suit of armor. Take that away. What are you?
Genius. Billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
Yeah, so fuck you. Even Thor had to laugh at that shit. You know, one that shit when you turn around and look at Thor, man, shut the fuck up. Nobody even talking to you. But, man, the guy, as you said, single-handedly, everybody thought what he did was something that could not be done. He worked magic.
Yeah, when you thought of Joss Whedon, you thought of Marvel. Mm-hmm. That's what he created for himself by doing this.
Yeah, yeah. A geek hero. Almost geek folk hero in a way.
Yeah. A geek god.
A geek god, if you will. That geek hammer on your ass. But it's funny now, because people are looking at Joss Whedon like he's an asshole. Like he's become a villain.
He lived long enough.
He lived long enough to reach that villainy, man.
Exactly it.
You know something, and here's the thing. I know what's happening. Here's the thing, because I'm really excited now to see. I have concern of two people coming in and doing the same project, especially with a disruption like this. But I'm thinking, man, you know, there was a time when everybody loved Joss Whedon, and I'm really excited to see what he can bring to a different team. Fucking DC needs him right now. Actually,
yeah. I mean, you know, I just hope he can kind of switch his brain to, you know, to that part of it and not mimic the Avengers. You know what I mean? Make this its own thing, because right now it has its own direction. It has its own, I guess, theme to it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he could kind of make some broad strokes as opposed to nitpick each and individual scene to try to make it his, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to make his footprint felt so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because that's one thing I say about DC. I'm not mad about them being dark. I'm just mad about them just cutting the lights completely fucking off. You know, I'm mad about them being too dark. You know?
Yeah, well, you can't see shit.
Yeah, you can't see shit. You ain't in a room. Hello?
It is movie. Where everybody at?
Yeah. Shit. Thor, please tell me that's your arm. You know? But I don't mind it. So they do need that darkness to distinguish themselves from Marvel. They do need a little bit of more edginess to distinguish themselves from Marvel. Batman is a dark character. He's not Tony Stark. And
exactly. Which is why I'm hoping that, you know, like I said, broad strokes, not individually nitpicking, you know, don't, you know, come and switch up your style so that you can do both. You know, don't rip out what Zach already put in there, man. Make it nicer.
Yeah, no, you were exactly right. Cause right now, if they treat it right, Joss Whedon, you know, he might as well be Geek Jesus for them. You know, he could come in and save everything. The reason why that's people true. Don't like I got my opinions. Do you know? I'm gonna ask you this. You have any ideas or any theories why people are turning against Joss Whedon? Besides, he's just been around for a long time.
I don't know. I mean, when he was doing the Avengers Age of Ultron, there were talks of him saying, you know, I'm burnt out. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, mm-hmm. It's too hard. People are, you know, he's coming off like a crying, whiny bitch. And people were angry about that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, he flipped the script and went over to DC. So the Marvel fanboys like, oh, they broke out their porch. The pitchforks and the damn torches to come get his ass. So, I mean, I think it's just a lot of nerd rage that's going on, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to him.
And I also think that to people's, a little bit in their defense for the people who are going against Joss Whedon, I wouldn't take it as far as the hate. But Joss Whedon is one of those guys who became like a hero and then just started running his jibs. And people like, man, look, man, you ain't got to comment on every fucking thing and politicize everything, especially when it comes to feminism. I believe, you know, that, man, this is backlash against anything labeled feminism. And he's been known to come out and talk strongly for women's rights, and which is cool. But he'll start picking on movies and saying, y'all got to be so sexist about that. Do you remember when Jurassic World came out? And
yeah, I did hear something about that. Yeah.
He made a tweet talking about, and look, the scene he was talking about, he made some points, but he was really on this soapbox about how Jurassic World had this sexist scene in there, and people just kind of like, look, the movie ain't even out yet, and we, man, you cool, but and we like you, but shut the fuck up. And even he was like, I'm looking at AV Club, and even AV Club, they had an article where they said Joss Whedon regrets his tweet calling Jurassic World sexist. And even when he came out, he's like, yeah, it ain't really an apology. I'm just sorry the way I said it. You know? And,
It seemed like he's drinking his own Kool-Aid. Ever since he did Buffy and people praised Buffy and how the way he handled a strong female character, he became the strong female character guy to go to. You know what I mean?
So
Him, though, they put him as a figurehead to, you know, to talk about these things. And, you know, success of those other movies, making Black Widow, you know, actually a cool character and stuff like that. That put him in the forefront. So I beholded him to run around and start talking about women. You know, like he was the crown king of talking for women. Don't worry, bitches, I have this.
Yeah. I like the way he threw bitches in there too. I can say that.
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah, nothing. The rest of these people can't. And you know, he's also going off in this thing now where he went and made a short film about Planned Parenthood. I think it's called. What's it called? It's
Buffy. Buffy
gets
back alley abortion.
Buffy gets an abortion.
Girl, yo, the trip clip that you playing looks like Homegirl.
It does.
On the movie, yeah.
It does. She's like, I gotta get rid of this little vampire guy.
Fucking around with Angel, I gotta get this shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's called Closed or something, but he made this. A lot of people are like saying, man, you riding this political thing really hard. You know, get it. Sometimes you can speak for a certain group too hard, and people just like, I like that, but you know, you're coming across too strong now.
Yeah, calm your ass down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all for the man. Look, that's a great agenda to have, but But you know, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Oh yeah, no. You know, do it in parts. You know, partner up with somebody who could speak a little louder than you for you. You know what I mean? You can say some shit, but have somebody else there to say some shit for you. Preferably a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to speak about women shit, have a woman next to you or something.
Yeah. And even some people are saying, man, argue for women, but you ain't got to go making Planned Parenthood movies and shit. You know, the Avengers of Planned Parenthood. Shit. Yeah, his next movie gonna be him just cutting his dick off.
This is for you.
Yeah, yeah. Raising it like Thor's hammer and shit. Oh, yeah. He's like, y'all finished.
No, we not.
No, yes. No, we not. looking like Opie from the Andy Griffith show. Looking like Ron Howard.
Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious.
I appreciate the work of both Joss Whedon and Zack Snyder. And what's that?
I'm gonna say as we digress. As what is this? Where's the saying go? Hopefully optimistic. Is that it?
Yeah.
Or cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic, but that's overall. There is a human life that is gone, a human life that was out there trying to make a difference for other people and other lives. And his daughter, again, if you're just tuning in or just watching, his daughter, Zack Snyder's daughter and Deborah Snyder, they lost their daughter to suicide. And, you know, we've been laughing and making some jokes, but and I know people always say this all the time. My thoughts are not only with him, but anybody who has to endure such pain, man. A movie, any geek shit, any kind of entertainment, all that superficial stuff is nothing compared to losing a child. And, you know, my heart is with them, man. I really feel
correct.
That.
Our true condolences are to the Snyder family, and it's truly sincere from us, all joking aside. So
Yeah. No doubt.
Hopefully his daughter found the peace she was looking for, man.
Yeah. That's, again, terrible thing, man. Suicide, man. Terrible, terrible thing to be in that much pain. So
how do we follow this up?
What's that?
How do we follow that up?
How do you follow? Well, good night, y'all. Oh, let me see. I'm looking right now. Let me see here. I'm following up with something, man. Tell you what. Let's go ahead and cheer the people up. Let's cheer the people up because you know something. Ain't nothing like some good old fashioned foolishness to make you laugh, put a smile on your face.
Listen, I love foolishness. That's why I hang out with you, Corey.
Oh, of course, man. Insane. vice versa. And let me see what we got here. Let's go ahead, people.
The Foolish Five. And just because it's foolish doesn't mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I had something.
I was waiting. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I just left.
What you got, huh?
I had something. Get back to me next week.
Man, we just got back. You need some time to work on it. I get it.
Yeah, I do.
I will tell you this, so far so good. Shit, it makes a difference when you can actually hear somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And we could actually respond to each other in a timely fashion.
Yeah, I'm not sitting up here. You there? You hear me? You hear me, man? Huh?
Doing this show by carrier pigeon and shit.
Yeah. And you know, and them laughs be fake because I'll say something. Hey, joke. And then I'll sit up there like, writing on his board back there, har har.
How's my daughter say, Lamau?
What? Even Jeremy was like, huh?
Laugh my ass off, Lamau.
Oh, Lamau. Oh, I thought you were a French cat, Lamau. Oh, let's see. All right, let me see where we are. All right, people.
Got to get my fresh graphics in next week, man.
I know. We got to get those
fly graphics.
The flyest of graphics. The freshest and flyest. People, we don't have any graphics for, but we will. Like I said, we just got back. So now, this is what everybody's here for. Well, not really, but this is what we're here for. So,
well, this is what Will Wagner's here for.
Yeah, exactly. So without further ado, let's get on with the top five foolishness in the world.
Five.
The first one is kind of tragic, my friend. We have over in Zimbabwe. Well, it's a Zimbabwe hunter. I guess he was in Zimbabwe, and he shot and killed an elephant. And a lot of people, they really hate
what the elephant do to him.
Well, the elephant fell on his ass and crushed him. That's what. Shit, the elephant had the last laugh. I hate that the elephant, look, I hate the, you know, shit, you want to know what the elephant did to him? Shit, the elephant had that last laugh on his ass. Oh, my only regret is that we're watching a Looney Tunes clip right now where elephant got Elmer Fudd and knocked his ass to the ground. My only regret is that that elephant that killed this hunter did not walk away like this elephant that we saw right here.
Exactly.
Because what happened was, I think, and I'm reading this, you can go look at this, this is on the BBC News, but if I got it correct, the hunter shot the elephant was dying, and I guess the hunter walked up on him, and the elephant decided, you know what, I'm going to fall this way and get the last laugh of this motherfucker right here. You know, it's a, and the guy was a, he was a trophy hunter, so he was always out there, trying to get an animal, some big game animal, because he wanted the tusk, he wanted the pelt, he wanted something to show off, brag to the people of how great of a fucking conqueror he is over these animals that didn't have a chance like he did.
Exactly.
And here's the thing, Oz. And you know, I'm gonna be sincere with this, man. Mm. Here's the deal. I want people to understand that I'm not really taking delight in this. This is the loss of a human life. This man was a father of five. He was a loving husband, from what I understand. You know, this is somebody that we really shouldn't sit back and take. Well, fuck, what the fuck am I talking about? Fuck this dude. I can't even say this. I'm trying to be careful so I don't get like people get, like coming at me, sending me comments. You're heartless, Corey. Oh my God, it was a human being that died. You know what? Fuck this dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that
damn effulent.
Fuck
listen,
this.
Listen.
What's up?
Listen. I love karma, man. She's a sweet, sweet bitch, boy. I tell you that much, man. Especially when she gives you that instant gratification. Again, like you were saying, I know the dude is dead, and you know, I feel bad for the family because you know, they gotta deal with this. And you know what? They're gonna remember him in the best light ever. You know, but me, I don't know that goddamn fool.
No, fuck
him. I know is that he learned the ultimate lesson. Stop messing with things that ain't messing with you. Talking about he a game hunter. It seems though he lost that game.
Yeah, he lost that game real quick. And the way I see it, he lost that game. As far as the universe is concerned, they played fair and square with his ass.
Oh, yeah, he played that shit all the way wrong.
In fact, he had the advantage. So fuck him. And you know what? Yeah, he's got a family, but somebody watch them goddamn kids, because they might become villains out there trying to kill elephants because they're trying to avenge their father. You know, they might become super villains and shit.
Become the poacher.
Yeah, fuck this dude. The universe was very square that day. The universe was... The only thing I regret is that elephant didn't have one last chance to look at that motherfucker and tell him.
Is the elephant heavy?
And then fall on his ass. Yeah, how does it feel, motherfucker? An elephant sitting laying on his ass, talking about, is it heavy, with that motherfucker's feet hanging out like the goddamn Wicked Witch with a house fell on her ass. You know what I'm saying?
Now, because you played that clip, I want to find his tombstone and etch that in.
Oh, hell yeah. I want him to remember. That'll be the last thing he heard.
Is the elephant heavy?
Yeah, you know this man. Let me tell y'all something. I'm just the only thing I regret about this is that the elephant had to die too. I don't give a fuck about this dude. I don't care that he is a human being. He's a fucked up human being. He's one of the scum of the earth. And y'all talking about it's just an elephant. What's the big deal? You know the thing with this guy, this asshole. Not only was he a game hunter, but he was like petty with his game hunting. He was petty with the shit. Like he would take all kind of parts just to rub it in. He'd take the tusk, but he would also take the tail too. Like he'd take the ass of the animal, something he don't even need, just because he could take it. There's all kind of videos of this guy out there. See, let me find the name of the guy.
Yeah, all these game hunters, I don't know what they're trying to prove something that they don't have.
Yeah.
You know, lack of a penis size or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's always something that they got to try to show off.
Yeah.
Their dominance over another species or another type of thing, man.
Thunis. His name is
Thunis. You got to worry about, man.
Yeah. Thunis Brotha. Sound like somebody out of goddamn Star Wars or something. Yes.
He sound like a supervillain already.
Yeah, yeah.
Brutus Brafa.
Tunis Brota. Bring me the tusk. Oh, yeah, motherfucker, you want this tusk? I'll give you such a pitch. You know, the reason why I say this, I know it's a human being, and I know that, and I might regret this. Like, I don't know anything about his family. I don't know this guy. He might have done a lot of charity work. But it's just something about people, about human beings that lack compassion. We're talking about, it's not about environmentalism. It's not about being an animal activist. It's about these animals are going extinct. Mm-hmm. That can have an effect on this world. I mean, if you don't have any compassion for an animal that can think, that has compassion for its own young, can actually speak a language within itself, something that is intelligent, and you don't, and you want to deprive its young of its mother because you got some stupid ass egotistical thing to prove, like you said, some dick sized thing or something, then you are a piece of shit, man. If you don't care about this fucking planet, and no, it ain't some fucking hippie shit I'm talking about. If you think it's some hippie shit, come and try me. I'll bust in your fucking mouth. You know?
Yeah, I just got to correct you right there, man. He's not shit. He's diarrhea shit. And I would know.
Yeah, yeah, the deal is that this is a person who gives a shit about nothing but themselves and improving themselves over another animal. That, by the way, yes, you have a gun. It is not a fair thing. You have the upper advantage on. It's a fucking cowardice thing to do. So if you can't, I mean, you know, if you're somebody who just wants to destroy something, just wants to kill, you have no compassion for anything, that bothers me. That fucking bothers me to no end.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like you said, no, we don't know this man or anything like that. And his family, like I said, his family's going to, you know, shower him with everything that they got because they remember him a certain way. You know, we're just seeing, you know, the evil and the ugliness that he's been doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we could judge him on. You know what I mean? Like you said, man, these elephants ain't do nothing to nobody, man. They're thinking. They're smart. I mean, why do you have to go out there and take his life for what?
That's yeah, sense to me. Exactly.
So, you know, like I said, karma's a sweet, sweet bitch, boy.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get this. And yeah, this is one time karma actually worked. Shit, yeah. This makes you wish for some Planet of the Apes type shit. I mean, look at this. Like, you know, this out there. And then they turn around and then they kill an animal. They're talking about, oh, behold this beautiful creature. Well, why you gotta fucking kill him?
How you gonna say that?
How you gonna say that? You know, you just want to destroy something. And yeah. I'm telling you, people, I want to be a better person here. I do. But I get fucking tingles every time I think about that elephant on his ass. I that's some of the best news I've heard all month, man. This motherfucking dying by the elephant's hands, our weight, our side, our ass, or whatever he fell by. You know, exactly. I look at this and it makes me just wish, like, okay, you know what? This is why I could never be Superman and rule the world, because I would hunt human beings. But I'd make it fair. You know, I'd have people hunting other human beings in the woods. In fact, I wish right now I could get some of these people and just hunt them in the woods. I won't even use a gun. I'd find your ass with a bat and beat the fuck out of you.
Damn, we got to get off this topic, man.
No, I hate it.
And that was number five, folks.
Yeah. Fuck this dude and anybody that stands up to him. That means his friends, his family, and anybody else on this goddamn phone list. I don't give a fuck about this guy. Anyway, let's watch.
Goddamn. Tell me how you feel, brother.
I hate this kind of thing, man. I hate it. I mean, you're just a person that has no compassion for anything. You're a real piece of shit. I mean, you could do the same thing to a human being. It's your fucking dick. Anyway, all right, moving on,
man.
That's
why it's foolish.
That's why it's foolish. Foolishness that made me mad. moving on. All right, Oz, I got some for you. Number. Do you know what number four is?
Number four. I don't. Hook me up.
Your boy, and Oz hooked me up with this. It's your boy who's married to Taylor Swift. Kevin Thorne.
Oh, yeah. My man. Why'd you tell me my homie, Kevin Thorne? That's right.
Kevin Thorne. You ain't heard of Kevin Thorne? Kevin Thorne, you should. He's married to Taylor Swift. Or at least in his mind, he is.
Oh, man. Listen. Granted. From the story, from the headline itself, you know, Greg, this dude seems to be definitely has some sort of issues.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, hopefully he gets the help that he needs.
Yeah.
But damn it, I would have loved to hear the phone call he had going on with the woman, man.
Oh,
I would have loved to hear that phone call. Like, yes, sir, what's the emergency? My wife, she's missing.
Okay, my so wife is missing. Who? Taylor Swift? That's funny. She's got the same name as the singer. No, her. That's the one.
She's like the scriber. Yeah, she's blonde, tall, and did a terrible duet with Kanye West.
She might hold a couple of Grammys in her hand. She's out there. Exactly. You know, the funny thing about it is, and up here, I'll play the story for you. Let me see here.
Oh, he looked crazy.
Oh, let me see. I got the story. I'll play it from the site.
To his wife, who he claimed is
right
Taylor
here.
Swift.
Let me see. Let me pull it back.
The county deputies arresting this man, Kevin Thorne, near the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Myers for trespassing and abusing the 911 system. Thorne called police multiple times for them to bring him to his wife, who he claimed is Taylor Swift. He's being held on $2,500 bonds.
I like the way they didn't even try to continue with that story. It was just kind of
like, we're done.
Okay, yeah, what else can we say? The motherfucker's crazy. That is the shortest news report that I've ever heard, man. And here's the funny thing about it, that this Ken Thorne dude, I thought this was a joke because I thought it was a Tim and Eric sketch. Because the dude looks like Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric.
Yeah, he looks like him.
I was like, man, this is a joke. I was like, Oz done picked a joke. He got fooled by this. I'm like, oh, no, he just.
No, it was real. You didn't hear about the other 911 call he had?
No, what happened?
He said he called 911 and asked and said, yo, can you help me find my dance teacher? I said, who's that? Michael Jackson. I can't find him anywhere. Come on, man.
I love the way he looks too. Like, no, I'm for real. You know, the funny thing is about this is that this is right here. I'll move you over a little bit because this is probably the easiest time they had catching a crazy person. Because he told them. They said, because they probably got there and they asked him. They said, yeah, Taylor Swift, that's your wife. Where is she, sir? And he's like, well, she's in the nut house. Oh, well, right this way. Shit, all they got
to do. That way anyway. Come on.
Yeah. Shit, all you got to do is show up at the nut house. They got a blow up doll, dress up like Taylor Swift there. I mean, they look the same anyway. You know, I got the same old mouth.
Oh, Taylor.
Yeah, go bring them up in there and start playing some Taylor Swift music with that doll on the string and shit. Yeah, that doll dancing and shit. Yeah, that's her.
You found her, thank God.
You guys did a great job, thank you. All right, lock that fucking door. My man, Ken Thorne, married to Taylor Swift, y'all. There you go.
And he wins the number four spot.
He wins the number four spot.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you,
Mr. Thorne. And give my regards to Mrs. Thorne out there. Mrs. Swifty Thorne. Oh, let's see what we have next right here. I don't want to get into it because this man just causes a divide every time we utter his name. But God, you know who it is. Oh, yeah. Who is it? Your boy Trump. Number three. And look, we had to say something because it made the news today. But if y'all don't believe that this woman, what's her name? Malanka. What's her name?
Melania.
Watermelon. Yeah. If y'all don't believe that this woman, I'm looking at GQ today, and it's everywhere. But if y'all don't believe this woman doesn't hate this man, then y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all are in denial. if that is fake news to you, then you are fucked up. Because the signs are everywhere. Today they were walking, I guess they were in Saudi Arabia. Is that where they went?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in Saudi Arabia, and Trump, hey, look, just like any president with his first lady, they get out on the tarmac, they're walking up to meet the prince and to show that how much of a loving couple that they are, they're going to hold hands, right?
Of course.
And Melania said, get the fuck off me.
I love how she hit his head like a little kid, like, no.
Yeah. No. That, people, no. that... If that gonna tell you that she hates this motherfucker right here, because that was emotional. That wasn't like a shooing a fly away her. Not now. No, that was don't fucking touch me.
She got her dark shades on and everything.
Oh,
she
yeah. Not, let me see if I can go back a little bit. Yeah.
She does not want to be there at all.
Get the fuck out of here with that. She ain't even looking at him. She don't even want to look at him.
Oh my gosh.
And then, man, and the thing is, I'm a little late on the game. Look, I always said, the girl, look, we know that she's in it for the money, but a lot of women, course, they hide that pretty well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's like a, she reminds me of a hooker that after you do your thing, you hit and quit, but yet you still there trying to hug up on and hold hands. She's like, nah, we need extra for that. You can't be more like a relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like from the outside looking in. That's what it looks like. It looks like some chick bagged a millionaire, then realized she played herself. Now all these quarters falling out of her ass, right? It was cool when Donna was on TV, not at the crib. You know what I mean? But now that he fucked around and become president, now she's like, fuck, I got to walk around with you now.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The terms of the agreement have changed, my dear, and now she's pissed.
I got to do shit with you? Really?
Yeah, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa. This was a part of the plan.
This shit is like after when you've had a stripper and you ran out of money. You ain't got no more 20s on you? The fuck out of here with that. I'm surprised a bouncer didn't come out hands. Come out and pull his ass off on the side.
Exactly.
You know, the thing is like, it's been out there. I've been slipping. I ain't been paying attention because they had, they showed her during the inauguration. Man, she couldn't even hold it together for this motherfucker's one special day. She had to hold it together just for one day. Watch this shit. She couldn't do it. She's like, yeah, fuck you. And mad about it. She's like, really? 4 more years with this motherfucker? Pulling this shit? It's like a horror movie, man. It's like she is trapped. Like, if you put horror movie music to this, if you feel for her like she's a victim. Like, look at this.
Oh, damn.
Like, it just suddenly dawned on her, fuck, I'm trapped.
Yeah, you're done. I mean, but that's what you get, though, right? She knew what she was getting into when she was with this dude. You know what I mean? But I think she didn't expect all of this. You know what I mean? This extra exposure that she's getting. The fact that she actually has to try to show compassion to this dude and try to help him, you know, seem like a normal person.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you see it coming through that she is not here for any of this shit.
No.
Not at all. She can't even attempt to play at all.
She's like, this motherfucker actually won. It just sunk in. She's like, holy shit.
Like, this is supposed to happen?
Because you're right. She thought that she was going to marry a billionaire and be shopping on the Saks Fifth Avenue or something every day. She didn't know she's going to have to be traveling to Saudi Arabia holding hands with this dude. And she can't keep it up. She can't keep it up.
Holding hands was a part of the deal, pimp. You got to pay up for that.
Yeah, and you know he's mad. Don't you ever embarrass me like that again. He's probably going to shake her ass up when he gets back home.
Exactly.
And get in the hotel room. Don't you ever fucking do that to me again.
and watch him spin it. I hold the best hands. I hold the best hands ever. You can believe me. My whole hand's great.
Yeah. She loves it. She loves my skin. I'm moisturized. She loves it. Yeah, well, motherfucker, that's not what it looked like when she was on that goddamn tarmac with you.
Play this down. One more time, please.
Get them goddamn claws away from me. It was like, It wasn't a push. That shit was a flick.
There's no trying to play that off or try to say, oh, there was a fly on your hand or something like that. No.
No.
You knew what you was doing, sweetheart.
You hate this motherfucker. You do. Exactly. You do. Admit it. And the thing is, I don't blame you. I mean, who wouldn't hate this motherfucker? Can you imagine? Let me see if I can find a good picture of this dude right here, because I get it, man. Like, women today, I ain't trying to go off on no, I'm not trying to go off on some feminist tangent or anything, but, you know, dudes got the upper hand in a lot of things, and women, they get used the fuck up. So we know, and they go through a lot of shit to maintain what little they got. And I don't blame your girl, Melania, Malenka, whatever the fuck her name is.
For melanin. I mean, she had a role that she had to fill, and she was filling that role very well.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now you had to take this to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, nah, son. I can't even speak English. How you expect me to go out in these streets?
But Oz, do this shit. I got him standing right next to you. Imagine this dude sticking his dick in you every time. You be mad too.
I would need to be in the sunken place, the drunken place,
the speed lunking place, you know? The Sri Lankan place, all that shit.
Everything.
That's a horror movie in itself right there. This fool sticking his dick in you every day. You be mad too. You mean I gotta fuck this dude? That was part of it.
That's why she held the quarters up there.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, I get why she's mad, but because she did not expect this. She expected to have a billionaire, not the fucking president, where you got to be balls deep. I'm him balls deep in you. You know?
No thanks.
And now she's trapped.
Yeah, caught out there.
Trapped in that Trump Tower, Rapunzel. Let's go ahead and move on to... That was number three foolishness right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that
number
was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Number two.
I love it.
Number two. And this way, Oz says it. Number two, glad it wasn't us, which means glad it wasn't black folks that did this. This is over in Arlington. Arlington High School?
Yep.
Yeah.
High school graduation, brother.
Do you know what this high school is?
No, I'm not sure. I just know it was a high school graduation, and foolishness was afoot. That's all I needed to know. I need to know where it was. I just knew foolishness was happening.
Yeah, it's called Arlington High School, and I wish I had the place where it was. But you're saying, well, what happened at old good Arlington High? Well, a fight broke out. A big mob broke out. You know, just parents started fighting in front of the kids, and people are already talking about. Oh, you're right. Talking about ghetto you. Yeah, what happened?
That's right. Thugs were out.
No. This is white folks out popping off this time. I like the way they got that dude in the middle. He like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Not my stomach. They
got Becky and Jennifer going straight at it with each other right now, man.
Man, squaring up. Oh,
yeah.
No holds barred.
And the shit.
I love it.
It's so great because the thing is, there's so many things happening at one time. Like, like if you notice, it was white people who were fighting, but in the middle of it, you might see about three or four black dots right there.
Yeah, exactly.
And notice, the reason why this is important, because notice how black dot number two right here tries to reach over. No one was like, don't you get in the middle of that shit. You better let these white folks fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit, you want to be on the news?
I started shit.
Shit, they'll find a way to say you started this.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're like, we already dressed like Muslims up in here. And now, here's something else to notice. Like, these women, they don't give a fuck. Because one of them, the dad is trying to break up the fight. And dad is holding it down. Because he's trying to hold mama back. And he also got baby in the arm. And that baby getting the ride of his life right now. Look at him. Look, that baby, you see where he grabbing that baby, man?
Yeah.
They grabbed that baby. She grabbed that baby like some shit out The Walking Dead. Like she was going to eat that motherfucker. Did you see this? Watch this. Flesh. That baby was like, get the fuck off me.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, that kid. Like baby group.
Baby group.
Give me that baby group.
Yeah, she grabbed that baby right by his collar like she was about to throw him at the club or something.
Listen, this shit is beautiful to me, man. I love it. And not because of the violence. You know, we don't advocate that here.
No.
But I was happy to see the foolishness is not colorblind, man. Black foolishness and white foolishness holding hands and being foolish together.
Black foolishness and white foolishness throwing hands.
Exactly. Only if Martin Luther King was here. I don't know if this is quite what he meant, but fuck it. We yeah. doing it. Because these stories usually see black folks acting fool.
Yeah.
You know, and usually this type of foolishness that happens, now you see it the other way around. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But usually it's reported the other way, and you see a lot more of the black foolishness as opposed to this.
As you can see, it happens with everybody, man. And the thing is, I can't speak for us, but I'm not above it. My racism kicked in too, because of course I thought it was some black folks too. You know, I said, I thought it was ghetto you up in there. So I'm like, oh, what have my people done now?
Yeah, what I gotta apologize for now?
Exactly. And it turns out, it was on the other side. Now, you know, it was a little lighter this time.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Oh, okay. Oh, put this apology away.
Oh, what a refreshing take on this. You know, like Martin Luther King said, he, and I quote, "I don't care what you niggas and honkies do, as long as you do it together." So, he actually said that.
Direct quote from Martin Luther the King.
Yeah. Martin Luther King, not King.
Exactly.
Oh, nah, we can't take Joanna too long because...
Why? What happened?
Oh, Oz, I hate to bring you high down right now, man. I hate to bring your buzz down.
What?
Here's the thing, man. You can't ever have just some clean, straight, white foolishness, because black foolishness is always around the corner.
God damn it. I just put away my damn apology. I got to take this shit out.
Jeremy even made like, aw. He's hurting.
What did we do? What are we doing now?
And here's the thing about it, man. If the white people are being foolish, black foolishness is going to try to one-up them, man.
That's in our nature.
Boy, did we have something going on earlier this month at a Dolly Parton parade.
Dolly Parton parade in
Tennessee.
Oh, Lord.
Some Negro decided to pick up a Confederate flag and just lead the parade. And show the fuck out.
Look at this shit.
He had to point at people too. Yeah. Yeah, back at you, Billy Bob. Yeah.
Yo, I give him this much. He is the confusing the hell out of everyone.
Yeah. This motherfucker like a teenager that just made the flag team, man. You know? And I just keep waiting for that car to run over his ass.
Yeah, me too.
This motherfucker is like a lawn jockey come to life, man. It's sad.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is so house niggerish. He even got them white gloves on. He got them plate serving gloves on. You see the white gloves? Like, he's like, oh. Yeah.
And he walking like he hard too.
I should let it play, because if you listen, you can hear people out there too. Like the white people are eating this up. Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you for knowing your place. Listen to this shit.
Yeah. What is he doing?
And you can hear him too. They're talking about yeah, you know. Shit, maybe they're about to lynch his ass, and that was the only way he could save himself, picking up that flag. What's this nigga doing at Dolly Parton?
I'm looking at these people's faces, and they look like they're questioning where they are. They're double-checking their programs, see if they're in the right place and shit.
See, here's the thing. You see some shit that's...
Where did they get this dude from? from mypetnegro.com?
Man, you see some shit that is so stupid and so weird that you just start making up scenarios. Cause I said, this cannot be what I'm looking at. I'm being serious. This motherfucker, he showed up. He came for the music. Like, he loves Dolly Parton. He just wanted to come down and celebrate Dolly Parton Day. And they were about to kill his ass. And that's when he picked up that Confederate flag and like, well, shit, I better show them. I'm on that side.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Do they have his family hostage? Because he's way too into it. He's way too into it. He's hugging people, kissing babies.
I know. Trying to look like Denzel out of Glory and shit.
All these people greeting his dumbfounded ass. It's crazy. Yo. So he's either the greatest troll ever, or he's a Uncle Tom, Chicken George, House Negro, all rolled into one.
I'm taking that second one, because if he is trolling, I'm like, what's the punchline? What's the message? You know, usually trolling is doing something. Trolling is usually to prove people wrong. He's proving these motherfuckers right.
My blackness is trying to give him a way out, but I don't think it's working.
This
I'm
is
trying to give him a way out. And yeah. Look the way he's waving this flag, man. He's waving the flag like they won a championship.
He
and
did.
The racist wins. And they're accompanied by their mascot, Little Sambo.
He won the hey, he won the championship of coonery.
Yes, he did. He gets all the awards. Every yeah. medal.
He won that flag. Like, he should take it and shove it right up his ass, man. This motherfucker, this is sad. This is just sad right here. Oh, it's well, just, people, there you go. Foolishness at its finest.
My God.
My God. What has he done, my God?
Exactly.
Take me off this earth, please.
I think he's won the quarter awards. He has his ass. I think he's won the quarter of awards.
Man, that ain't a quarter. He took a silver dollar and put it up his ass. That motherfucker got four plays. He played himself four times over, man.
Jesus.
Jesus can't help him. He's like, uh-uh.
I'm wasting my breath. Jesus, I'm wasting my breath.
Let's get right running up straight with a Confederate flag. It's just not sucking to me. What's happening?
Listen, you got to show this to Martin. You got to show this to Martin for me, man.
Shit, you should have not Martin. You even that white dude behind him, like, what the fuck is this?
I'm trying to tell you, man. These people checking their programs. They're like, where are we? In the right spot?
Yeah.
What is little Sambo doing
here? Yeah. The white people looking at it like, this is a trap. You know, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Like I said, the best troll ever. Cool.
Proud too. Proud. Hey.
He's a trolling coon, I guess.
The South will rise again.
Good old racism. God damn.
Oh well, man.
Yeah, that's that.
What are you gonna do? Hey.
Not a goddamn thing,
but shed a tear. Two tears in a bucket.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Oh, where am I at? I'm trying to move you to the right place, Oz, because we about to answer some emails.
Oh, yeah. I sent you one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it, sir. Hey, man, things went well tonight.
Yay. Listen, I think we found what we were missing, my friend.
The sweet spot.
Yes, sir. Me not seeing you. That's what we was missing.
Let's see. Make me want to pick up a Confederate flag and march.
Somebody already did that, brother. They got you covered.
He got me. Let me see here.
They're going to do a duo tandem thing. Double coons.
Double coonted. Oh, let's see. Oh, let me see what I got. Y'all know you sent me one. So Seven wrote in and he let us know, very short email. He says here that Joss is going to help on reshoots and post-production, such as editing. And that is
okay.
Number seven is Gene. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Not too crazy. Hope the reshoots aren't too much reshoots.
No. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too weird. Yeah. So, yeah, well, cool. That's good. Cool. I'm going to go to the email that you sent me.
Yes. It's from my homie.
Let's see what your homies say. Oh, let's see here. Oh, okay. This is from you. You want to call him?
Let's do it.
All right, let's see here. This is from Will Wagner. He says here, for sure, bruh. I can't put the email up because his phone number's on there.
Yes.
He says, for sure, bruh. I had a good question for you. I don't know why I'm doing this. Why do old white women feel compelled to tell me my children are so well behaved when in public? If you want to call, then, well, okay, there's a number right there. Man, maybe she tells all children that. You know?
I mean, maybe. Well, let's find out. I mean, you know, I have an answer. It's similar to what you're saying.
Okay. All right. So you know what? Before I call them, because I don't want you guys to talk over each other or anything.
Oh,
you have kids.
Right.
Do you find that people of the Caucasian persuasion comment on how well-behaved and smart your kids are?
I asked him straight out. He said, oh, your kids are so well behaved. I said, well, why are you telling me that for? What's the significance of you telling me that my child is behaved? And she got defensive. Oh, no, because my kids are a bunch of brats.
Okay. No, you know, because I'm not going to jump to that conclusion, okay. Man. Some people are really sensitive and that, you know, they got that chip on their shoulder and they're waiting for somebody to say something. Because honestly, all kids are kind of shitty and bratty. So when you see kids behaving and acting right, somebody's going to tell you, yeah, wow, your kids are really well behaved. What's that?
And not only did she say that, she asked me, okay, so what do you do? And she asked for advice at that point.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, that's what's up. So.
Okay, so you didn't come out like, what the fuck you asked me that for?
No.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to call my man here then.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and move the skeeps over. Let me see here. Move it over here. Do a little switching bait right here.
Skype, our old mistress.
Oh, yeah. She was fucking us up for a minute, man.
Yes, she was.
So for those who wanted to know while we were gone and while I pulled the show, it's because Skype was giving us problems. Skype was putting all these audio lags in here. And as you can see, we switched to Google Hangouts tonight, and the Goo-Goo is doing us very well right now.
Very much so.
Yeah, so... But Skype always bringing us back in one way or another.
Dirty ass Skype.
The dirty fucking Skype.
We'll deal with you for now. Plans for it.
And this is William Wagner.
Wagner.
We'll be talking if he answers the phone.
Yes.
Yeah. See if he picks up. It's kind of late, I know.
Hello.
Mr. Wagner.
What's up?
I just wanted to let you know, man, your kids are really well behaved, I heard. Oh, white woman told me that.
From an old white lady.
Yeah. You know, man, we read your email when we just told everybody about your question. And Oz gave a response. Oz has children. His response was that a woman did ask, but he didn't feel like it came from a place where his kids were, because they were kids of color, black kids. He felt like a lot of kids just act like assholes, and to have a kid behaving well, she thought that that was exceptional, no matter what color the kid was. Am I right, Oz?
Yeah, that was pretty much what I got from it. And like I told Corey, that, you know, the lady even asked me, okay, advice for certain things that her child was doing. So that's where I kind of took it from.
Yeah. So as for your kids, so why do you think that? Why do you think that is just old white women that are telling you that? Maybe all people are telling you that, and you're just really sensitive to white people telling your kids that. Vampire bitch. What's that? I'm sorry. Say that again.
Because I said predominantly comes from them. Because I was in Charlottesville, you know, Virginia, and it's like every time I'm in that area, something, you know, I get weird looks and shit. Like, I know one time I went to some valley. I can't remember. It was somewhere you could pick fruit at, and I heard from like the corner, like 50 yards away. I was like, what the fuck? And then saw these three little white ladies laughing and shit. So I was like, okay, that wasn't racist at all.
The chia pet? Is that what they were saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, when you put it that way, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, man, it was Charlottesville. Where's Charlottesville?
No, it was a different occasion. This was a separate occasion. I'm just saying, in the same area, though.
Yeah.
Where they had the that Confederate mess going on last week.
Yeah, maybe
I was about to say, did she have was she dressed like an old Confederate with the Southern drawl? Like, hey, boy.
Yeah. You know what? Let me see right here. Because we got some video of your kids when they were talking about how good they are. That's one of them right there.
Yeah. Stupid.
No, man, we messing around, you know. I don't want to come in and say that what you see is not there, because we're not there and we don't see what's going on. And you might just be in a really sensitive, maybe racist part of the country where, yeah, to those people's eyes and their minds, that is an exception for your kids to be behaving well. Look, man, they're not calling your kids niggas or something. So, you know, I would kind of take that. I would kind of say they're giving you a compliment, and I'm going to see what Oz, because Oz has kids. I don't. I would say this. They're giving your kids a compliment, and they mean well. And I would take the opportunity not to come at them in a bad way to where it just reinforces them, any kind of thing they think about people of color. I would say thank you and accept the,
that's what I did.
What's that?
That's exactly what I did. I told her thank you. I see how on my face. I felt good, but don't know you. I was just like, why would my kids not behave? And like you said, you know, somebody kids out here behaving, but...
Shit, lie to him, man. Lying. Say, you know what? Yeah, my kids are well behaved, and one of them is about to graduate college right now, even though he's 8 years old. You know, I would like start making up shit to make them think like, wow, these kids are really, really super smart. You know,
I would go the opposite. Say, I beat these kids every night, so they know better.
I'm definitely not gonna say that. But I will tell you this, my friend.
This is what I would say to you. You got your convictions and you know how you felt. You know how it felt when they said it. You felt the energy from them when they say it. So don't think that you're crazy because you're thinking a certain thing. What do you say?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said don't think that you're crazy for thinking that certain thing. All I would say was just make sure to use what you think you heard or what you know is happening to reinforce your kids not to be part of that stereotype. That's all. You know, it's just having stuff like that just helps you to understand. Like, listen, I have to teach these kids to know their self-worth, you know that to not to take no crap from nobody and stuff like that. So I like those moments to make those teachable moments.
Well, they're only 1 and 2 right now.
Oh, well, don't say that.
Well, they can't even walk, man. Like, 1 and 2. I guess a 2-year-old is like, I guess 2-year-olds are kind of crazy, but the 1-year-old is like, yeah, they're well behaved. She can't go nowhere.
That's pretty much what I was saying. It was like, okay, they're babies. What do you expect?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a rough situation. It's a hard thing when you know people are looking down on you. Like I said, take it as Oz said, you know, take it as a moment to like accept the compliment, be as cordial as you can, and take it to not only, and I'm not saying you got to look, we got to play the game. We don't like to do it. We don't want to kiss no ass, and we especially don't want to act like we're being pandered to, or we got to pander to other people. But, you know, we got to play the game. So what you do is, for around people like that, say thank you, be very eloquent about it, and don't, as Oz said, don't give them a chance to reinforce any stereotypes about you. If anything, you give them an opportunity to rethink that.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I would do. So,
yeah, but they won in two, man. Enjoy them, man.
You mentioned something about microaggression, and I had to agree with a little bit on that.
Yeah,
I just want to see what y'all point of view was.
Yeah. Well, you know, you sound like a good dad, man. You got nothing to worry about.
Money, man.
You can't change how people think. All you can do is raise your kids, protect them from people like that, learn, teach them how to respond to people like that, and make them feel special. And don't let them be stereotypes. Because believe me, you know, Oz is not a stereotype. Well, kind of. I'm not a stereotype. Well, you know, you that New York dude, man.
That's true. I'll take it.
But, you know, but for the most part, we're not stereotypes. But we do know a lot of Negroes that are. So, you know, we try not to play into that. So, yeah.
You'll be all right, dude. You good, man. You good money.
Yeah, there you are, man. Good talking to you, Will. Appreciate the call, man.
Thank you. Oh, before I go, Oz wasn't on the show, of course. The last time I talked to you, that was like right around the first time my first daughter was born, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually do.
I was on my show at that point in time.
Yeah, I do.
So I had a whole nother baby since then.
Look at you, man. Congratulations. And you know what? You sound like you're going to be a good dad, especially when you're addressing questions like this. I'm proud to know you, man. I'm proud to know you. You don't sound too happy, but he's like, man, thank you. Sound like you didn't want them babies, man. Yeah, sure. No, man, congratulations, and we will talk to you later.
Pork chops, and I'm using pork chops. Sorry.
What's that? You want a pork chop?
I said I just cooked some pork chops and I was eating it. Sorry, but y'all have a good night. Thank you for the call and answering my question.
Okay.
And sorry for being so annoying. I know I kind of was hitting your inbox a lot.
Nah, you good, man. You good, man. Just want to make sure to give you your proper propers.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out how to hang up on this dude.
All right, I'm going.
No, man, you're good. We'll talk to you later.
All right, well,
thanks, brother.
Have a good night, brother.
Bye, bye.
All right.
Yeah, I was trying to find. I was looking for that button. I couldn't find it. It's like, way to go.
Nah, he gonna be all right, man. It's just that, you know, he's concerned about stuff. But what that does is just help you when your kids become that age where they coherent and can, you know, figure stuff out for themselves, they'll know that hearing stuff like that is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course I'm ill. Yeah. You know what I mean? They'll know. They'll know. It won't be a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
He'll be all right.
Let's see.
He sounds like a good dude.
Got right. One more here. Let me get out of here.
One more.
Wesley. Wesley Osorio. And I'm gonna answer this other question too, Gerardo Galassi. Sure. And I know that hunting can be good, and that's why I was trying to not go so hard. But let's see here. Let me see. Any thoughts on the Bachelorette finally having someone as a person of color as the Bachelorette? Do they have a black bachelor?
That's what we need.
That a black.
Let me know when that happens.
Yeah, let me know, because you know I'm talking about, because people, I got jumped on it by somebody the other day. Well, it's cool. I was talking about this. Always about white men with black women. I have nothing against that. I have nothing against that at all. But like I said, and Oz, back me up on this if I'm telling the truth. A white man with black women and the people of any other color, that's not really considered to be as much of an interracial relationship as it is when it's a man of color. And that's why you don't have the, and I heard that there was a black bachelor. I heard. So I don't know, you know.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know either. Is it a female? Is it a black bachelor? Or is it a female?
It's a bachelorette. So it's a black bachelorette. And I don't think.
Oh,
you know,
well, that doesn't count, because society doesn't see a white man with a black woman as a problem.
As a threat so much. You
as
know?
A threat problem. You know, when it's the other way around, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, real shit, man. That's just how it is. So, but I think there was. Let's see.
Flavor Flav, we talking?
Let me see. I'm trying to find another
Black
email
Master
here.
Flavor Flav.
Gerardo Galassi says, and I saw this. Adam ruins everything. Why hunting can be good. With going back to the story with the elephant. Okay, sure, I get it. But when I looked at that, there was a flaw in there that I saw somewhere, which is okay. Hunting can be good, but if things were really legit, then the permitted hunting wouldn't have to happen like it is, you know. Things if a system was better set in place. I don't know what it was. I saw it a while back.
It works if, you know, if there's an overrun of a certain type of animal and we got to try to curb that. I get that.
Yeah,
but you know, not that those elephants, man, they're endangered species, aren't they?
I think so, man. And like I said,
that's the problem. That's what we're talking about.
And people are hunting them just to fuck with them, just to hunt them. I mean, there's nothing going on except ego. And I don't care. I don't fucking care. If you're hunting to control a population, if you're hunting to eat, if you are hunting to survive, I got it. I'm not an animal activist, like I said. Huh? Shit, lions hunt. You think I'm gonna look at an eye and be like, don't do that? You know, no. You know, I'm not gonna. You know, have more compassion. No, we're omnivores. We eat meat. We eat vegetation. But when you are being a dick with a gun, I hate you. I fucking can't stand you. So you know, that doesn't change much with me right there. Let's see here. And I think that's it, man. I think that is.
I think we did the people enough.
Uh-oh. What time is it? Got them just in time. Mr. Echo came in. Right when.
Not Mr. Echo.
Okay. It's something about your wire when you move your head, man. That's what it does.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
My head straight.
Anyway. Okay. Good time tonight, man. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. I liked it. What do you think, Corey?
Man, we were almost there. We were almost done. I don't know what it is about that head, that headpiece you got, man. Whoa. But
what am I doing? Is it still screwing?
No. When you move back, it fixed it. Say something. Just don't move.
Okay. What's up?
Okay. Stay right there.
All right, that's why I'm going to have to be right there for the whole night.
All right. We're getting out of here, everybody. Once again, please check us out at the Double Toasted Anniversary Party. Tickets are selling pretty steadily right now, and we still have over 2 months to go. So we don't want another L.A. situation where you sell out and you can't get in. And that is going to be starting August 4th through the 7th, if you count that 2 a.m. on Monday. We're going to have the shows, the games, the meet and greets, the lunches, the brunches. We have a whole weekend planned for you. So please get your ticket now. $25 for 72 hours of fun. And if you really enjoy what we do here on DoubleToasted.com, then please check out our many, many live streams that we have going on. And now some of our other shows that are pre-recorded. Yeah, we're expanding out here. And if you somebody said, don't give up on what, Corey? And if you really do enjoy what we do here, you can try the service out 7 days for free. What do you get for that? Well, in addition to being part of the shows while they're streaming live, in addition to some of the content that is Double Toasted only, doubletoasted.com only, you also get access to the DT Vault where you can go in and listen to all of the audio and video that you missed. And hopefully you don't get that message right there. My computer acts funny. I don't know why it does that. But also, you get to go in with the chat. You get to, people, it's a lot. If you don't like it, then you can stop at any time. But please keep the audio as a free gift. And speaking of audio, we are now not only on SoundCloud, but we are on iTunes. And yes, SoundCloud is paying people for their content, especially now the podcast. So if you are sitting on a podcast, if you are sitting on some music, put it up on SoundCloud and get them fat checks. And check out, I keep forgetting to say this, I missed it on the last couple of shows, but check out the Midnight Chat Attack every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. You can go in there and chat the regular way, or you can go to their YouTube live streaming channel and see all the beautiful faces behind all those ugly insults. That is the Midnight Chat Attack every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. And that is it. I really do hope that people enjoyed the show. I enjoyed it tonight. What'd you think, Jeremy? Went well. Hey, Jeremy, come on up here and say goodbye.
Yeah.
Show Oz your website. I'm going to show you something, Oz. My man has a website. He's about to leave. Let me go show you everybody a website one more time. What is it?
Jeremy Payne, YouTube.
Jeremy Payne, YouTube.
Yeah.
Nobody's there to move the camera over. So. I'll tell you what. Go sit on that side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a whole empty seat. Get away from me. Yeah. Flick you away like my locker. Whatever my name is. Right, let me go ahead and move this camera over right here. Did you enjoy yourself, man?
Oh, yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Good. Let me see here. Yeah, we're going to be out there pretty soon. We can set you right there. Yeah, man. Going back to vicinity of Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you enjoy the show tonight?
Oh, yeah, it went well. Glad you guys had it.
Oh, I'm glad we had it too, man. Did you enjoy your time here with the other shows?
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Got to meet almost everybody, I think.
And we really appreciated you being here. So let me go ahead and plug your YouTube channel one more time. Here it is right here. People, go to Jeremy Payne. It's P-A-Y-N-E. Jeremy Payne.
Hello, my name is Jeremy. Welcome to my YouTube channel. I like to film stuff and do animation. Film stuff and do animation. So, subscribe and check out my videos. I'm having new videos come every single week. Bye-bye now.
So that's cool, but what do you do on the channel? I'm joking, man. You do animation and you film things.
Yes, sir. Animation.
All right, Jeremy Payne, everybody. Jeremy Payne. All right.
Big Daddy Payne.
Well, we had a good time tonight. And people, thank you for encouraging us to keep doing this. I was about to give up on it. And I want to thank everybody for all the support. And Oz really appreciates it, too.
Yes, thank you all so much. Can't thank you enough. I'm humbled.
Yes.
I'm humbled.
Yeah, be humble.
Humble.
Sit down. Be humble.
Humble.
Humble. All right, everybody. We are out of here. But before we go, we got one more thing to tell you. And that is, if the show is back, the only thing that's needed is you. Be like Jeremy. Come down and check us out. But if you can't make it here in person, I'll tell you how you can do that in a little while. But if you can't, we'll have you join us right through the internets. Pull up a keyboard and type in kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Now you'd like to be part of the show, like I've been asking you to, it's too late, but we got more shows coming up. So on any email, put your phone on there, put your Skype contact in there, press in bow up and you're talking either on host or the weather, do the house calls on Instagram at Double Toasted fan page, on Facebook type in Double Toasted. You want some private foolishness with me, type in corey.coleman.5. if I'm too busy with my foolish ass pulling up on the rear foolishness, we got
come get foolish with me on Facebook. Look me up, Oz Green JR on Facebook. Also, while you're there, join the official New York Toasties group. Extra foolish time with me, email me at ozwhatup@gmail.com. that's ozwhatup@gmail.com. ozwhatup@gmail.com. Corey!
Come on down here and give us your foolishness up close and personal in the world-famous Double Toasted Studio. You can do that by emailing us at, let me see here, where you at? Where you at? kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmans at gmail.com. Email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Let us know if you're going to be moving to Austin, going to be visiting Austin, you're ready to live here. Come see a show. But now we got to go. Thank you for watching. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasted.